Usually, gubernatorial candidates don't court younger voters, but as we figured out by now, hardly anything in California's recall election is business as usual. In an election where a small fraction of votes could make a huge difference, many candidates are reaching out to a younger generation of Californians. Alex Cohen has more.
It's a bit of a vicious cycle, really. Politicians don't pay attention to young people because they tend not to vote as much as others. Young potential voters stay out of politics because candidates don't talk about their issues. At least, not most candidates. But last week, as California's five other leading gubernatorial candidates were prepping to debate on TV, Arnold Schwarzenegger was at Cal State University in Long Beach wooing student voters.
If your professor is asking you why you're not in your regular class, you just tell him you're attending the class of Professor Schwarzenegger. Okay. Now, my grading system is very simple. If you know how to spell Schwarzenegger, you get an A. And if you're a Democrat willing to cross over and vote for me, you get an A+.
Before Schwarzenegger even announced his candidacy, a group of recent UCLA grads formed a group called Young Voters for Arnold. 22-year-old founder Ian Eisner says Schwarzenegger is the perfect choice for young voters who've become disillusioned with career politicians like Gray Davis.
When you get someone like Arnold who doesn't need a job, doesn't need the fame, doesn't need the money, but wants to get back to California, it's a powerful message for young people.
But it was also at this campus event that the Last Action Hero met with his first vocal opponents. One student named Rudy came bearing a huge sign reading, "Terminate the Terminator." Rudy, who declined to give his last name, says he loves Schwarzenegger on screen, but he's terrified of him as a politician, especially once he found out that the candidate previously voted in support of a proposition that would have denied services to illegal immigrants.
If he felt that strongly about voting yes for that racist act, I think he still feels the same way. He's against bilingual education, he's against a lot of other things and that are not gonna affect Chicanos and Latinos in California.
The big question is, will young voters like Rudy make a difference in the recall election? As of now, voters under the age of 25 make up 14% of the state's population, but less than 42% of those are registered to vote. Democratic campaign strategist Bob Mulholland is concerned because the deadline to register for the recall is the same day many universities start classes.
Clearly, a lot of young people are basically going to be left out of the process, because that's where mostly young people who go to college, they usually get registered by somebody on campus or at a rally or some campus group.
And even if young voters do register, will they actually go out and vote on October 7th? Well, there's a good chance they just might, says Mark Baldessari, director of research at the Public Policy Institute of California. In part, he says, young voters know this is a crucial time in the state and they want to be a part of history. Also, Baldessari says most young voters get their news from TV.
It's all recall all the time on television today.
And this election has the added bonus that half a dozen candidates on the ballot are under the age of 30. Among them, Nathan Whitecloud Walton, a 25-year-old Democrat from San Diego. Walton says one of the reasons why he's running is because he wants to see more young people get politically involved.
Kids have come up to me, you know, at the beach or at restaurants and said, "Hey, Nate, all right, you're running. Yeah, I'm voting for you. I wasn't going to vote, you know, until I saw you out there."
Walton knows his chances of becoming California's next governor are slim. Besides, even if he did win, it'd be a bit of a scheduling conflict for Walton. He just started business school at Stanford. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.